Josh Moser joins us. Josh, how are you, my man?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Is it just Jordy Nelson? Is it because, you know, Randall Cobb can't catch balls? Why are suddenly the Green Bay Packers an offense that doesn't scare anybody?
I think that's a $1 million question. No one really seems to know why. Talking to the players, they're saying they're doing everything they've always done. They're just not making the plays when they need to make them, and that's really the only difference. You know, going back to this week, do they make changes? Is that they do a practice and how they prepare? They say no, they just keep it the same, just try to stay calm and, you know, really do what they do that's allowed them to be so successful for so many years. But yes, not having a deep threat like Jordy Nelson definitely makes things harder for Aaron Rodgers. Nice to have that complimentary run game. We finally saw that last week with Eddie Lacy. But the inability to stretch the field and have two safeties in the back, it's another player in the box, and that's really plagued the Packers in their three losses most recently.
The Detroit Lions, on the other hand, are suddenly trending upwards. Matt Stafford, looks way better than he has. Calvin Johnson is back to normal. Is it just that their offensive coordinator finally realized, that when they fired their old one, because it's like, geez, that Calvin Johnson guy, let's go away from him and try to get everybody else involved, and suddenly they've just said, no, we're going to beat you with Megatron.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always have to count for Calvin Johnson, but I mean, it's a credit to the way Jim Bob Cooter has led this offense. I just really wanted to say his name on your show. It's just a phenomenal football name. And people are really rallying around that here in Detroit. And, you know, there's a new sense of urgency for this team. You said, you know, they're not really playing for the playoffs, but the culture has changed a little bit here. They've been rejuvenated. And it's obviously shown in the last few weeks. And when Stafford goes out and throws five touchdown passes on Thanksgiving Day, I mean, that gives the team hope. It gives the city hope and really hopefully bright things for this team.
Josh, was it just the offensive coordinator? Like, why can their offense turn around? Was it simply not using the players, or are certain guys just now playing better?
To be honest with you, I haven't spent too much on the Lions. I cover the Packers in Green Bay, but, you know, it's, you know, Golden Tate has, you know, he's been absent, and it's finding ways to put your players in the best positions. And I think that Jim Bob Cooter has done a phenomenal job of figuring out how to utilize his weapons. And more so just having a positive energy within the team and within the locker room saying, hey, we can do this. And I think that culture change has really allowed them to be successful, as well as combining that with just the different formations, the way they've been utilizing the players in recent weeks versus the beginning of the year.
From Fox 11 in Green Bay, Josh Moser joins us. Now, Josh, Jordy Nelson came out this week and said his injury isn't the reason why his team is struggling. One of those players, like, what's up with Eddie Lacy? Because, you know, last year this guy looked like a dominant running back, and this year he might be the most Jekyll and Hyde running back in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously been some injury issues, you know, that he really hasn't made too public. He sat out a couple weeks ago with a groin injury. Had a fumble last week. He was just carrying the ball, you know, outside and high. You got to keep it high and tight. And Mike McCarthy addressed that. So I think it's just going back to the fundamentals, continuing to work. You know, I don't know why if it's him specifically, but we do have four offensive linemen on that injury report this week. And I think that's definitely, you know, something that can affect Eddie Lacy in the backfield. We've seen James Starks getting the ball more outside in the screen game, and that's how they've been effective. But just running between the tackles, it's just offensive line being banged up and Eddie Lacy being banged up. And hopefully if they get healthy, you know, he can start putting those 100-yard games that we're so accustomed to seeing him put together in Green Bay again this season.
Do you happen to know when was the last time the Lions swept Green Bay in a season series?
I would. It's a 1991. So, okay. Demarius Randle, their first-round pick, has won the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Month for November. Wasn't even born yet. I think there are a couple players on the Detroit Lions that weren't even born yet. So it's been a long, long time, 24 years.
24 years. So the game plan tonight, if you're Green Bay defensively, how do you attack Stafford and Johnson combination?
Well, I think they're probably going to start out in single coverage and put Sam Shields and Demarius Randle on Calvin Johnson and see how he does. But, I mean, the key to all of that is getting pressure up front. It's, you know, you force Stafford into bad throws or force him to hurry his throws. And you're going to have Calvin Johnson in not the prime position that he wants to catch the ball in. I mean, everyone tries to do that. It's a lot easier said than done. But it's getting pressure with that front four, not having to bring an extra guy on a blitz. And if they can push that offensive line back, I mean, that'll put them and Don Capers in a really good situation. But, again, much easier said than done.
Do you think Bell and the running game of Detroit, like, can they exploit Green Bay's front seven?
I mean, we've seen it happen. We saw Matt Forte do it in the first game, you know, and then Green Bay came alive and has really done a good job shutting down the run. You know, but it all depends on the looks that they give them. Green Bay has done a very good job in the middle of the field with Clay Matthews. They obviously like to have him more on the outside rushing the passer, but he's done a great job filling in. So it's kind of a question of personnel groups and where the players are lined up. But, I mean, Amir Abdullah can go off. We've seen it happen. And it's just a matter of formations and how they're going to exploit certain matchups. So it could go either way, but it's, again, depends on the situations and the matchups and the formations.
Josh, it's very interesting. At the start of the season, most people picked, the NFC North as a slam dunk for the Green Bay Packers. One of your biggest rivals, of course, are the Minnesota Vikings. From afar, and I know you don't cover them all the time, but do you think the Packers can surpass the Vikings? Or are they that legit that they could win this division?
No, I mean, they're that legit that they could win the division. I mean, it's all going to come down to January 3rd, the final game of the regular season, the two square off at Lambeau Field, and I think that game is going to have major impact on the playoff picture. Teddy Bridgewater has done a phenomenal job. Adrian Peterson is obviously the Adrian Peterson of old that, you know, the league has been so accustomed to seeing. But they've grown up very quickly under this new regime. It's been a couple of years now, and they are a true force, and their record doesn't lie. And I think they definitely could win the division, and the Packers really – you know, need to take care of business here in the last 5 days, as they say, five games. Because if they don't, they could find themselves, you know, maybe sliding outside of that wild card spot. And this one tonight is certainly a big indicator of how well or how easy the road will be moving forward for this team, considering the postseason.
One of the cool things to watch in recent history in the NFL was the return of Brett Favre to Green Bay this past week. And, you know, they've all kissed and made up on all sides, which is good to see. Bart Starr comes out. And were you in the building for that game, Josh? And can you talk about just what it meant to Packer fans to have Brett Favre back in as a Packer?
Yeah, I mean, for Packers fans, it's everything. It's, you know, it's like the forgotten stepchild comes home and he becomes, you know, king once again. You know, there was a lot of disdain when he decided to leave or was traded, really, and then chose to go to the Vikings. But as soon as he walked out on the field, I was right there next to him, taking a couple photos. But really, the night was about Bart Starr and seeing what he's gone through with all of his health issues and to be able to be there on this cold, rainy night. And to see the two of them together was just a phenomenal feeling for Packers fans. And I don't think there's many franchises in the NFL that have had three, you know, stalwart quarterbacks and great quarterbacks that they've had in both Starr, Favre, and, of course, now with Aaron Rodgers.
That is true, right? That'd be a great question. Is there an organization that has had three Hall of Famer dominant quarterbacks like those three? That's a great question. Josh, enjoy the game tonight. Division rivalry where the Lions, very slim playoff hopes, but a chance to do something they haven't done in 24 years. We'll be watching. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks so much for having me.